Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast this morning. Evangelist Gene Voss with you today, bringing to you the Word of God, getting back to the book. We need that today in our personal life, getting back to the book. I'm talking about the inerrant Word of God, without any errors, without any faults, without any miscomings. It's just the pure Word of God. God preserved it for every generation. We've got a copy of it today. Praise God for the King James Bible. Amen. Good to be saved this morning. I trust you're making plans to be in the house of God today. Find your place in old-fashioned Baptist church. Love God, old-time religion. Be with us here at Mountain View Baptist Church. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. We invite you to come be with us in the services throughout the day. Believe you'll be blessed of God if you'll come. God is good. He's a wonderful Savior this morning. And I trust you're getting ready to be in church. Get there for Sunday school. Don't disappoint your Sunday school teacher. Amen. They pray the lesson, they prepare it, and then they get there, and you're not there. You missed a meal. Amen. That's why you're anemic. You missed them too many meals, and you're not strong like you need to be. When you miss what God has prepared for for those that are saved by His grace, He said, "Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is." Your church goes to church. You be there in your place. You'll get fed. You'll get the meal God has prepared for you. And so we thank you for tuning us in this morning. You be in church today. Our church here, Mountain View, begins at 10 o'clock Sunday school, 10:45 preaching hour, worship hour, and then 6 o'clock on Sunday evening, 7 on Wednesday. And we invite you to come be here with us in the house of God on this week. Good to be saved this morning. I trust you're feeling good in the Lord today. Prepared to worship. Go where God's meeting with His people at this morning. Amen. But it's good to be here. I want to send it out to all the shut-ins, those not able to get out, to be in the house of God. Trust to be a blessing to your heart today, be an uplift to you, be a strengthening to you, as you need strength from the Lord today. And so you be in the house of God throughout the day. Send it out to all those, especially that are unsaved. If you're lost this morning, and you're a special guest on this broadcast, we appreciate you listening and trust that we can say something, do something that will cause you to give your heart to Jesus today before it's too late. You're not promised tomorrow. You're not promised today. You may pass before this broadcast is over, and you better be ready to go. You just never know when the Lord will call you, and that you'll have to go meet Him. That's good. So we trust it'll be a blessing now to you that are this morning that are faithful, living for the Lord, loving God. Send it out to you also today. Then those that's away from you, from the Lord today, trust that something will be said or done, cause you to get back in your harness, get back to work for God, get where you can worship again, and quit trying to make it on your own. You just can't do that. God didn't design it that way. He designed a plan for you and I, that we could have a church in the midst of a sinful world, and we could find their strength and help and grace and courage to go out and serve Him in these last days. So you listen today. Hope be a blessing to you. And that you come and be with us today in the house of God. Want to pray for your needs this morning. A lot of folks sick, needs help, needs prayer this morning. As you look to the Lord, we'll pray with you. Father, as we bow in your presence, thank you for the day, privilege we have to be in the house of God this morning. Have a place of worship to go to today. I pray you bless the services, Lord, where God's men are preaching God's Word. I pray that you would strengthen them and bless them today. Give them an understanding of your will for the message and the power of God upon their lives to preach it for your glory and honor this morning. Have your will and way. God bless your church today. Be real. The hearts of your people, do your perfect will in their lives. And everything you do, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. I want to say once again, tell folks that we're once again back on the internet, the broadcast station here, 1180 AM, Chautauqua County Radio has a website there that you can go and listen to the broadcast, not only today, but throughout the week also. Just touch on church news, scroll down till you see the player there with the Bible open. And there you'll find the arrow start button, and you can punch that, and you can listen to the broadcast and be with us throughout the week also. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as they sing. You listen as they sing.
This life is like a flower, soon its beauty fades away. And like a tiny vapor, I'm here for just a day. I'll be planted in some graveyard, but thank God that's not the end. When Jesus comes that morning, silver wings carried home by the Savior, that's enough to make me sing. When Jesus comes that morning, like a bird I'll be born. What a wonderful way to go already made. Got my ticket at the altar that day I knelt to pray. So now I'm just awaiting for the captain to come by. Then he'll say, let's go children, and my soul will take a flight. Comes that morning like a bird, I'll be home. What a wonderful way to go home. Oh, what a wonderful day when all God's children gather home.
Amen. Well, I tell you, we're leaving one of these days. It's going to be a good time when we get to that place. And he's going to call us out. We're leaving without an airplane. Amen. It's good to be saved this morning. Another song now. You listen as they sing.
When storms all around you are raging, and it seems there's no place to go, crawl right up in the arms of Jesus. He can calm winds that trouble your soul.
God of all comfort. He don't misunderstand. When you're in your lowest valley, He'll reach down those nail-scarred hands. He's traveled every pathway, and He knows the load you bear. He's the God of all comfort. Cast on Him your every care. Perhaps you've just lost a loved one, and all your sunshine is gone. The God of all comfort is watching. My friend, He won't leave you alone. For He's the God of all comfort. He don't misunderstand. When you're in your lowest valley, He'll reach down those nail-scarred hands. He's traveled every pathway, and He knows the load you bear. He's the God of all comfort. Cast on Him your every care. He's the God of all comfort. Cast on Him your every care.
Amen. Well, I tell you, He's a God that listens to us, isn't He? 2 Corinthians chapter 5 this morning, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I tried to preach last Sunday on the results of the love of Christ, and I'm glad God's love is real this morning. Were it not for His love, I couldn't even be here speaking to you this morning. But He loved me. He gave Himself for me. He gave me an opportunity. He sent a preacher my way. He helped me hear the gospel, somebody to pray for me, somebody to help me along the way. What a wonderful Savior that we have today. He could have let me go to hell. He could have just let me go on like I was going. I'd plunged off in eternity without the Savior. But all God's mercy was there when God saved me by His grace, the love of God. Amen. The love of God. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we want to begin reading verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Amen. I'm glad God's real this morning. I want to try to preach from this passage of Scripture today, just continue the thought that we had on last Sunday on the love of Christ. The love of Christ constraineth us, the Bible said, and constraineth us. It makes possible for us some things, and then makes us an instrument that God uses to talk about and to tell the Word of God. And so in verse 18, we want to begin this morning in verse 18. What does it do for us? What does the love of Christ do for us that are saved by God's grace? And if you're not saved, it'll do the same thing for you today. And we'll find, first of all, it gives us reconciliation to God. Reconciliation to God. If there's anything you and I need today, and we must have to go to heaven as Jesus wants us to go, we must have reconciliation to God. We've got to be reconciled. Now, if there's reconciliation that is necessary, that means that someone has wronged, someone is wrong and has wronged another. Well, the reconciliation that we don't need God to reconcile himself to us, that we've got to be reconciled to God. You know why? Because God's right and everybody else is wrong. There's none of us. The Bible said there's none righteous, no, not one. We are sinners. We are alien from the commonwealth of Israel. We're strangers from the covenants of promise. We have no hope in this world outside of the love of God. We're guilty, just as guilty as Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden. Now, some of you don't like to be thought about being guilty, but you're guilty this morning, and you've got to be reconciled to God because God cannot be reconciled to you. It's we that have sinned. It's everybody, and this world has sinned and come short of the glory of God. God set the standard, and God is God. You can't change him. You can't change his word, even though many have tried to change it and rearrange it and take out of it and add to it and all these things, yet you cannot do that. It's the word of God is forever settled in heaven, and so God is the one that's got to be reconciled to. We've got to be reconciled to God, and God chose the plan and the way to do that, and it's by the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Bible said in that verse, he said, and all things are of God. All things are of God. God set the rules. God set the standards. God made the commandments. And God's right, and everybody else is wrong. So he said there in that verse, all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. So, my friend, that's exactly what's taking place when the Lord did what he did on Calvary. He was reconciling us to God. Amen. And gives us a responsibility. That's right, a responsibility. Well, the Bible said in that verse, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. It comes by him. There's no other way to be reconciled to God. If you've got a God that don't have a son named Jesus, you've got the wrong God. There's no way to be reconciled to God outside the Lord Jesus Christ. And listen, a lot of God's in this world today, a lot of false religions in the world today, and doesn't matter what Muhammad says, anybody else says, and my friend, there's got to be a God, a holy supreme being that's got a son named Jesus that was virgin born and given to us by the Virgin Mary and went to the cross of Calvary, died for our sins, and brother, because we're sinners, and reconciling us to God. So if you haven't got a God that's got a son named Jesus, you got the wrong God this morning. Oh, you may pray three times a day, spread your rugs, do anything you want to do. I'm going to tell you, brother, access is to the throne room of God through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Only way you can get to God is by Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. And so be reconciled to God. There's a reconciliation that God gives us. You're wrong and God's right this morning. And so you've got to talk to him through his son. He's the intermediary. He's the intercessory that we have to go into God. You've got to go through Jesus today. And so if you haven't got a God that does that, junk that religion and get saved by God's grace, accept his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as the one that paid for your penalty on Calvary. He paid for your sins on Calvary. Yes, he paid for the sins of the whole world. He paid for the sins to the false religion folk, and you've got to accept him before you can ever get forgiveness by the blood of Jesus Christ. So listen, it gives us, number two, a responsibility. And the Bible said there in the last part of that verse, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. It's a ministry. We're representatives of him this morning. It's a ministry. We got something that's so good to tell and something so good to give and tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ, the ministry of reconciliation. So I can look to you this morning and tell you that you need to be reconciled to God. It's a ministry that God gives to us. The ministry of reconciliation. You've got to accept what God said in his precious word. Matter of fact, the Bible said, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You're looking for God this morning, come through Jesus, and you'll find the answer. You'll find there's peace. You'll find there's forgiveness. You'll find there's a ministry that God will let you represent him to others, and tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Bible said there in that verse, my friend, that God is reconciling the world unto himself. Amen. And so not only does it give us a responsibility, but it shows that it is for everybody in this whole wide world. The Bible said in verse 19, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Reconciling the world unto himself. God was in Christ. The God that gave Christ was in Christ. You cannot separate God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost. They're three in one. There's only one way to get to God, and coming to God this morning like the Lord said to come. Amen. And so listen, there's the reconciliation. It's for everybody. And listen, for sins not to be remembered. And the Bible said, and not imputing their trespasses unto them. And not imputing their trespasses unto them. God don't hold us responsible anymore for our sins after we accept his Son by faith and what he did on Calvary for us, admitting to God that we're hell-bound sinners and lost without God. We're just simply sinners this morning. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So listen there, what it does. And listen, for our sins not to be remembered, you've got to come through Jesus Christ. This morning, hey, God don't hold a grudge today. God don't hold a grudge against you about your past sins. When you come to Calvary by him, by Jesus Christ, God don't remember those sins any longer. I'm not imputing them to you. Don't charge them to you. They're gone. They're forgiven. They're done away with in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's what you need this morning. Not only that, that's what you look. He gives to us the word of reconciliation. Not only is it a ministry, but he gives us the word of reconciliation. Faith cometh out of hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's not the Koran, my friend, it's the Bible. It's God's precious Bible that is given to us by God himself. The word of God that came down from heaven. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost and gave to us the word today, and he's preserving it for every generation, and we still got the word of God today. Oh, they've attacked it, they've tried to change it, rearrange it, tried to do away with it, tried to add to it, but I'd be careful doing that, because he take your part away from the book of life. You start taking away from the word of God. Oh, my friend, listen to me. He gives to us the word of reconciliation. That's the reason the preaching of the word of God is to them that perish foolishness, but to us which are saved, it is the power of God. Amen. So what does it do for us this morning? It not only gives us the word of reconciliation, but it opens and gives us a status, a status with God. We've got a standing with God this morning. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ in verse 20. The Bible said we're ambassadors for Christ. Listen, we represent someone this morning. Hey, we've got a ministry and we've got the word. We're representing the Lord Jesus Christ. We are ambassadors from a heavenly country. My citizenship or my conversation is in heaven from which we look for the Savior. Let me tell you something good this morning. I'm just as good as in heaven today as I'll ever be. I'm just as good as already there. Praise God. My conversation or my citizenship is there. I belong to another country. The gods of this world holds nothing for me. I belong to another world. I'm saved by God's grace, washed in His blood, and got a home in heaven. Amen. And so we're ambassadors for Christ. We represent the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the ministry does. That's what the Word does when He puts out in our hearts that we're ambassadors for Christ. We're telling you what Jesus wants you to know. We're telling you what God wants you to know. And this morning we're preaching from the Bible that God gives and preserves for every generation. He's committed to us that word. And so we're ambassadors for Christ as though God did beseech you by us. God is talking to you by us that are preaching the Word of God. By us that have the ministry of reconciliation. He's telling us by us, and we pray, the Bible said, and we pray you in Christ's stead be you reconciled to God. Jesus gave the church a job to do, and that was preach the Word of God. The ministry, the Word, is given to ambassadors for Christ. We represent Him, and we're telling others that you need to get saved by God's grace. Now, number I'm closing out this morning. Listen, what does it do? It shows what it makes us. Amen. For He hath made Him to be sin for us. And notice what He said now, by Him for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. You've got to be in Christ. God makes us righteous by Him this morning. My righteousness is as filthy rags, but what God imputes to us by faith, and that righteousness of God is given to us by faith. Before you can ever stand before God justified, you've got to have His righteousness in your soul and be saved by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I beseech you in Christ's stead this morning, be reconciled to God. Come to God just like you are today. Come to God, junk your false religion, junk your religion this morning, and come to Jesus Christ. It's salvation. It's not religion this morning. It's salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a person. It's a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. You can know Him. You can say, be saved by Him. And God will change you this morning if you'll turn your heart and your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so what does the love of God do for? For the love of Christ constrains us. It makes us something today. And we belong somewhere, not this world, but thank God we belong to another. Our conversation is in heaven from which we look for the Savior. The Bible said, looking for that blessed hope of the glorious appearing, the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. My friend, He's coming. You better get ready to go, because very soon the Lord's going to be coming back to get those that belong to Him. Have this doing His job while He's going to prepare a place for us. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. We're going to heaven by Jesus Christ. And my friend, you're not going to get there any other way. You're the same as a thief and a robber to try to get there except by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and by the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary's cross. Our time is gone. God bless you. See you next Sunday. Amen.